Okay, today is Nazir Daf Chaf Ches, as we continue the sugya. So today is the last day. The five blot sugya related to the halacha l'Moshe Sinai of the mufreshes and the susuma. Again, got to work through every daf. Some dafim catch us more than others. Again, this is the little foray into Tekachim, and later today we go back to other inyanim related specifically to Nazirus. Today we have one of the two Gemaras in Shas about Shetels, and we get into other sugyas. So, exciting day. Here we go. So, the Gemara on Daf Chav Zayim Abay. So, we're in the middle of a Braisa. Remember, the Braisa is commenting on the previous din. What was the previous din? Let's review for a minute. Halacha Moshe Misinai is that if one has Ma'os Stumin or Behemos Stumin, somebody has animals, or let's start with money. Ma'ustumin, a Nazir set aside money to bring for all his karbanas, and then before he designated any of them specifically, he dies or they become not relevant for him anymore. The halacha is all that money could be used for olas during the summer months for the mizbeach. The Gemara also said that there are some items that have the status of money, other liquid items. One of them was behemos ba'alas mum. A behemah that had a balmum also is like money, and the halacha Moshe Misinai would apply to it. So related to that, we're going to quote this whole brisa. Really, there are four cases in the brisa. The first one is all we need. But once the Gemara is quoting the brisa, it quotes the whole brisa. So we are up to the second case of the brisa. Let's start with Yachol. So the first, let's start from the beginning of the brisa again. Masav Rava, middle of Chav Zayin Mabes. Karbano, b'karbano, hu yotzev in yotzev b'karban aviv. He has to bring his own karban, he's not yotzev with the karban of his father. Yachol lo yotzev b'karbano shel aviv. Shehifish min hakala ala chamura, o min hachamura ala kala. I might think that the havamina is that I can't use my father's karban for a different aveira that I did. And we discussed yesterday what's chamura, what's kala. Different level is a kares. The Mefarish again said it means ola v'yoreds versus chayvei krisus. And the Rosh says no, it's chayvei krisus versus chayvei misas bezdin. But either way, I might think that I cannot use my father's karban that he designated for a different aveira than me. Avol yotzei b'karban jevish aviv min hakala ala kala min hachamura ala chamura. But for the same type of aveira, I can use my father's karban. Tamal omar karbano. It says karbano twice. B'karbano hu yotzei b'di yotzei b'karbano shel aviv. You can't use your father's karban. Period. We discussed yesterday, what's the Havamina? Isn't it a Chata Shmei Suba Aleha? Okay, that's case number one in the Braisa. Case number two in the Braisa, Yochol Yilo Yetzi B'Karban Aviv. Bibehe Masha Hifrish. I might think that when am I not allowed to use my father's carbon? Only by an animal that he was mafrish. Afilu Minakala Lakala. Minachamura Lachamura. I can't use my father's carbon, even if it's the same type of aveira. Why? Shahari ein adam megaleach al behemas aviv benaziris. Because I can't use my father's carbon, my father's animal that he set aside when he was a nazir. And we discussed yesterday, that means where they were both in the zirum at the same time. Aval yotzi b'moshe ifrish aviv. But I can use my father's money that he set aside, afilo ben hachamura lakala ben hakala lachamura, even on a different type of aveira, shahari adam galecha mos aviv ben aziris. Because after all, I could use my father's money that he set aside for his aziris. Bizman shehein stumin vol bizman shehein mufurashin. As long as they're sus and they're not designated. So again, case number two is fine. Maybe I cannot use my father's animal for a chait that he designated it for. But maybe if my father did an aveira and he designated money, I should be able to use that money. After all, I could use his money that he sets aside for a nazirus. So why can't I use the money that he sets aside for an aveira? So can I? So that's the Gemara says again. No, you can't. Tavolomar karbano, but karbano hu yotzei v'di yotzei b'karbano. If you can't use your father's money, you can't use your father's karban for when it comes to an aveira that you did, you got to use your own stuff. Third point, third line now. Chaf ches amar aleph yachol lo yotzei b'mo shefrish. Aviv afilu menakala ala kala menachamura ala chamura. I might think, fine, I can't use the money that my father set aside for even a like type of aveira. But what about money that I set aside? Avo yotzi b'karba shehifrish la'atzmo menakala chamura menachamura ala kala. But maybe if it's me, if it's not my father anymore, it's me. I set aside a karban for a certain aveira that I did, and then I want to switch. I want to switch it. I'm not going to make it chulin. I want to do tmura. But I want to switch it from one avera to another avera that I did. So can I do that? So again, the Gemara says, no, tam alomar karbano al chataso, end quote, achi he karbano l'shum chataso. No, each avera is designated for, each karban is designated for a specific avera. So if I designate an animal for my karban for eating treif, I cannot use it for chilul Shabbos. I can't. Every avera is already designated to bring kapara for a specific avera. And finally, the fourth case of the brisa, yachol lo yetze bibehema shevish la'atzo minakala alakala o minachamura alachamura o minakala alachamura minachamura alakala. Maybe I cannot use an animal that I designated for one avera on any other avera, because shekeinim hifrish behema alachelav hevi aladam o aladam hevi alachelav. Because if l'maisa I did bring the animal, I switched it. Let's say I set designated an animal for I ate treif, and I brought it for the avera that I ate blood. So if I did that, what would be the halacha? Shahari lo ma'al, I would not violate me'ila in that case. Again, if I have an animal that I designated for my carpet that I, because I ate treif, and instead I'm going to use it for a different avera that I did, I don't violate me'ila there. Why not? So this is because you're not being motzi at l'chulin. Me'ila is only when you want to be motzi something for chula, to remove its kedusha. But by an animal, shari lo ma'al, you didn't violate in this case v'lo kiper. Yet, but you still don't get kapara. You don't get kapara for your avera because you switched averas. So you're not going to get kapara. So maybe there, by animals, that's where I cannot switch from one avera to the other avera, because you wouldn't achieve kapara anyway. But maybe I should say that if I just designated money for one of my averis, but I didn't get to the animal stage yet, whether it's for the same type of avera or a different type of avera, maybe it should work. Why? Because if I designated money, because in that case, if I designated money for one avera and then use it for another avera, shari ma'al, that would violate me'ila. Why would that violate me'ila? We'll see in a second. Why is it different than an animal? V'kiper. But maybe we should say kapara is achieved. If I'm violating, that means I'm accomplishing something. So then, fine, I did an avera, but maybe I should say, if I use the money that I designated for one avera for another avera, I should achieve kapara. Tamalomar al chataso, aji karbano l'shem chatao. No, even that wouldn't work. End of brisa. Four cases. Before we ask the question from the brisa, let's talk about Tosas from the brisa in a minute. So what the brisa is saying in the last two cases: if I have an animal that I designated for one avera, and I use it for a different avera, I don't violate me'ila, and I don't achieve kapara. But if I have money that I designated for one karban, and I use it for another karban, I'm going to violate me'ila. Me'ila, again, benefiting from something belonging to the Mesa Migdash. What's the difference between money and animals? Both of them, I designated for one avera, I'm going to use for another avera, for a different karban. So why? What's the difference? So Tosfos says the difference is whether you're being motzi to tupshat. Then one is Tosfos. What Tosfos suggests is that by money is being yotzei lechulin. Because ultimately, what's going to happen with the money? I designated money to use as a karban. So now I'm going to switch it to another karban, and now I'm going to use that money to pay for my animal. And the animal is going to become kadosh, and the money is going to go lechulin. That's not what I'm going to do with this money. So says Tosfos, you're going to be motzi this money lechulin. So that's me'ila. Me'ila is when you ultimately have in mind for your money to be yotzei lechulin. But shekein by the animal, if I designate my animal for my carbon that I ate, because I ate treif, and then I'm going to use it for a carbon and I ate something, I did a different avera, so you're not, it's kodesh, and it's kodesh. That's not me'ila, says Tosfos. Says Tosfos, in the middle of Dibur Maschil al Chataso, Shari Mo'av Akiper, Shahamos, Ein Behem Kedushas Aguf, V'yotzen Mikedushasan Bekal, they're going to leave their Kedusha, Ukeshem Mishana Oso L'Karban Acher, Nafkiem Os L'Chulin, and when you switch it, it's ultimately going to become Chulin. Vari Chulin B'yad Mocher, if it's going to become Chulin in the hands of the seller of the animal. HaBehema Di Lo Nafke L'Chulin L'Mam, the Behema is not going to go L'Chulin, and therefore, there's not going to be Me'ila there. That is Tosfos. I saw in the Biurei Hadaf, quotes another pshat, another difference, what the difference is between money and animals. Says the Biurei Hadaf, Biurei Chilik, Shemaos him kedoshim b'kedushas peh ba'alma. When I have money, and I'm going to use it for carbon, I'm makdashim b'peh. I say this money is going to be used for a carbon. Lachain kishachal aleim kedusha acheres, Pokas HaKadusha HaRishona Shehaisa Aleihem. So if I'm Machdash B'peh, I could remove the Kedusha B'peh. It's very easy to remove the Kedusha. L'cheinim Hushogik HaRizemal Kivin Shefkiya Kedusha HaSana HaRishona. The first Kedusha is very delicate, and therefore it can be removed very quickly. Mashaiki bebehema. When I'm mafresh a behema, that's not just a hakdasha befe. That's a hafrasha. A hafrasha is as if I did a maisa to this animal. Mashaiki bebehema. She maisa hafrasha nechshav kikdusha gemura. V'chal bakdusha haguf l'shem carbon. Eino yotze l'chulin. When you designate money to use as a carbon, that's different than being makdish an animal for a carbon. You might say it's better kabayis versus kedushas haguf. By kedushas haguf, you're mamish, you're doing something to this animal. There's a status change in this animal forever. Kedushas haguf. So therefore, that's very hard to get out of. So you try to get out of it, you can't. So you're not going to violate me'ilah. Mashenki, by the money that's just kedushas peh involved, you're makdashim a peh for the money to kedushas better kabayis, you're going to use this value. So then, that's much easier to get out of, and that's why you're going to violate me'ilah when you're motzi it bepeh. Okay, so those are the four cases that the Braisa quotes. Let's go back to the first case. Why do we quote this whole Braisa? Because of the first case. The first case said that I cannot use my father's animal that he was mafresh for a carbon. And I can't use it. I can't use it. It's designated already. It's considered designated. So now says the Gemara, Ketani Mios, four lines up from the Mishnah. Ketani Mios Behema. The first case, the Braisa says, you can't use your father's animal because it's already considered designated for him. My lav, afilu ba'alas mum. Shall we not say that this even includes your father's designated ba'al mum animals? Ba'al mum animals. It doesn't say specifically either one. So maybe it means ba'al mum animals. So you see a ba'al mum is called designated. So the Gemara is assuming that the question is, just like it's called designated here for the halachas of it's my father, so I can't use it, maybe it's called designated even in Hilchas Nazirus. That if a Nazir designates a couple of animals which are Baalei Mumin to be for his carbonus Nazirus, so they should be called designated and not Stumin, and therefore the halacha l'moshe b'sidai should not apply to them. Right, and that's against what we said yesterday. The brisa we mentioned yesterday was that Baalei Mumin animals are called undesignated because they're still called stumin. They can be changed into nedavis. That's the they're included in the halacha Moshe b'Sinai because they're liquid. They can be sold right away. So shall we say that this brisa proves against that the Baalei Mumin are considered designated because you can't use your father's Baal Mumin? Lo tamima. Maybe this brisa only is referring to the tamim animals, the animals without blemishes. Av Baalas Mum Mai Kistuma Damya. But what? So a Baal Mum will be called a sasim, an undesignated animal? So my Ari Dektani Moshe for Shaviv. So why does case number two talk about money listing Baalas Mum? Talk about Baalas Mum, that would work for the son. So Achanami, you're right. Dilamai Chazoy Ladami. A Baal Mum anyway is considered money for the Beis HaMikdash. You can't be makrivid. So Dami Ayinu Mo. So when it says money, it includes actual money or anything that translates into money, and that is a Baal Mum animal. Period. Okay, so this is Adkan 5 blot related to the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai of Moser Karbonis Nazir. Right, Chav Beis to Chav Ches. Right, we had this week was related to that. We had the schus of being Osek in that Halacha L'Moshe Misinai of Moser Karbonis Nazir or Olal and Adava. And now we go back to other Halachos of Nazirus. Other Halachos of Nazirus. Masnissim, here we go. Chaf Ches Amud Alef. Right, this was the, since last Shabbos, you remember last Shabbos was Chaf Gimel, that was, right, the Aveira Lashma, and Karban Pesach, Achila Gasa, that was Shabbos. Then Sunday through Wednesday, and a Thursday a half, is we had this Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Now we get back to the Mishnah. Nizrak Aleh Echad Min Adamim. So, how did we get into this whole discussion? The last Mishnah discussed if the husband is made for the wife's neder, and then she already separated her Naziris Karbanis. So what do you do with them? So now the Mishnah continues the discussion of the husband, and that is, when's the latest a husband can be made for his wife's Nadara? When's the latest? Like, in the middle of her Nazir is fine. But what about if she already started the process of Teglachas? She already started the closing ceremonies of her Nazirus. So is there any point, can he, and is there any point of allowing him to be made for the Nadar? Remember, the husband can only be made for two types of Nadarim. Right? We have this last parak of Nadarim. Only Nadarim Beinolaveina and Nadarim Shalini Nefesh. Those are the only types of Nadarim. So usually Naziris constitutes, you know, at least one of those. At least Inu Nefesh. She's not going to have wine for a month. So the question is, at this stage of the game, where it is already at the during the closing ceremonies of her being a Nazira, so can the husband still be made for the neder? That's the discussion. Here we go. Nizrak aleha echen min adamim eino yakol lahafer. Once she had zrikas hadam of her karban, he can no longer be made for. He can no longer be made for. Once she had zrikas hadam, why? Tosfos explains. Because once she has zrikas hadam, she is now mutter to drink wine. So what kind of eating nefesh is there? Tosva says, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Sixth wide line in the middle. L'lefi she'ein kan od inui nefesh. There's no more eating nefesh at this stage. To be yain uteris. She's mutter to drink wine. The e mishum, I. Is there inui nefesh? This is just foreshadowing what the Gemara is going to say. I. Is there inui nefesh? Because she's going to have to shave her head soon. That's not inui nefesh, the Gemara is going to say. We'll see why. That's not eating nefesh for her, or it's not being olive enough for the husband either. We'll see why. That's why I mentioned at the beginning of this year today, this is one of the two Sheitel Gemaras in Shas, as we'll come up to it soon. So says the Gemara, Ezra Hashem. So says the Mishnah, the Tanakama holds, once there's Rikas Adam, he can no longer do Hafara, because it's not eating nefesh anymore. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Afilu Nishchet, I'm sorry, one Ha'ar that I forgot. The Chazonish points out, fine, there's no, she can drink wine, but she can't be Tamei Meis yet. She can't be Tamei Meis yet because we had a couple of days ago. She cannot be Tamei Meis because if she becomes Tamei, and we had a Brisa, she becomes Tamei between the Karbanas and cutting your hair, she can no longer do the mitzvah of Tiglachas Betara. So she can't be Tamei Meis anymore, yet. So isn't that Inyan Nefesh? She can't go to her Levaya? Isn't that, she can't go to a Shiva call? Not a Shiva call, she can't go to a Bayis Shalash Shalam Meis? So says the Chazanish, that's not Inyan Nefesh. Drinking wine, she wants to drink wine every second of the day. So that's inu nefesh, even for a short amount of time. But tumas meis for a short amount of time is not called inu nefesh. V'yesh lomar debishim sha'amu etes lo mikri inu nefesh. Shahari biyada lagaleach. She's going to get her haircut any second. V'yavagav debinias yayin chashivi inu nefesh af lo sha'amu etes. Even though not drinking wine, we learned at the end of Maseches Nedarim, is considered inu nefesh even for a small amount of time. Shaini hasam du tzarech lekol shah. You have to drink wine a lot. Aval lo lechas lo beis avel v'hacha yitein el libo l'shoa achas lo chashev inui. Right? Having to withhold myself from being tamei meis, chazanishin kuf mem aleph. In kuf mem aleph, it's not going to be considered inui nefesh. Okay, so that is opinion number one. After Zrikas Adam, the husband can no longer be made for. Before Zrikas Adam, she still cannot drink wine, and therefore the husband can be made for up until Zrikas Adam over her carbon. Rabbi Akiva Omer, afilu nishchita alecha b'gal kabehemos. An earlier time. No. Even once the shchita takes place. And we mentioned the Dalid avodos of a karban, shchita kabbalah holacha zrika, shchita shechting the animal, kabbalah catching the blood, holacha walking the blood to the mizbeach, and zrika, sprinkling, shchita kabbalah holacha zrika. So even after the first one, even after shchita's a karban, that's already, he can no longer be mefer. Can't live after Shechita. Why not? What happens to the behema? So we're going to see in the Gemara, this is a Gzeira Durabanan. Mida Oraisa, he can be made for after Shechita, right? Because she still can't drink wine. So it still has Inui Nefesh components to it. There's an Issa Durabanan that, what are you going to do with the carbon? There's going to be a Hefsid Kachim here, as we'll see. Once you do Shechita the animals, what are you going to do with the carbon? The animal's going to go to waste, so we don't want that. So the Rabbanan goes there that the hafara should not, that the husband should not do hafara. Now the husband should not do hafara at this stage, even though midaraisa he can do hafara. What if he did do hafara? We'll talk about it in the Gemara. Okay, the Yerushalmi here asks, it's an amazing line. If you remember this Yerushalmi tucked away in the fourth parak of Nazir, Yerushalmi says, "What do you mean? Rabbi Akiva's only worried what's going to happen with the animal after shechita. What about after hakdasha?" What about an earlier stage? Forget the Shechita. What about the Hakdasha? Rabbi Kiva should say, after the woman is Makdash or Kabbalah, he shouldn't be able to be made for it. Says the Yerushalmi, Me'ata Afilu Bachayim. Even when the animal's still alive. Because once Rabbi Kiva is saying that the whole issue is a Durabanan, and we're worried about Hefsid Kachim, as the Gemara is going to say. So why do you say that it's only too late after Shechita, even earlier than that? Even after Hafrasha? Says the Yerushalmi, as we always, many Yerushalmis got to figure out what the Yerushalmi means. What does the Yerushalmi say? Eina nimseres legavoha ela b'shchita. It's really not given over to the gavoha until shchita. What does that mean? So the Karban Eida says, kol zman shelo nishchita lo kaptinan ahafsada. We're not really worried about Hefzer Kachim until after Shechita. Why? It's not fully Kadosh until after Shechita. Shelo nikra aleim shem gavoa velo dachinan bishvil hefsedo hafaras adal hamafurish bekra. When does something become hardcore Kadosh, full Kedusha, after Shechita? Fine Hakdasha, you're Machdash the animal. And theoretically, we thought that's Kedusha Zaguf, Kedusha Zdamim, but there's an element, says Tosfos, that's added by the Maisa, says the Yerushalmi, that's added by the Maisa Shechita. Once you do the Maisa Shechita, now it's fully called Kadosh Legabe, we're worried about Hefzer Kachim. So that's, even though you're, it's the same thing is going to happen before and after. After the Akdasha, you also should be worried about Hefzer Kachim. That's the Yerushalmi, you're right, but in a certain sense, only after Shechita, after the first Avoda, do we say that it achieves full Kedusha. We know, we mentioned in the past, Shechita is different than other Avodos. Shechita is Kseir Bizarre. Yisrael is allowed to do Shechita. Maybe even L'Chadchila Yisrael should do Shechita. So we discussed that in the past, how different or similar Shechita is with the other three Avodos. So that's the Yerushalmi, to remember that the Shechita gives it a full Shem Kachim. So back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says that according to the Tanakhama, after Zrikas Adam, he can no longer be Mefer. Rabbi Akiva says, after Shechita, he can no longer be Mefer. Bamed, V'ramamurim, when does this whole thing apply? B'tiglachas Atara. All this applies only by the Tiglachas. The ending Tiglachas literally means haircut, but that's the word used in the Mishnah and the Gemara to mean the entire ceremony at the end of the Naziris. This only applies when she's finishing her Naziris. Her Tiglachas Betara. Avo B'tiglachas Atuma. But let's say she became Tamei, and she's in the middle of bringing her Karbanos of Tuma, then Yafer, then surely he can be Mefer, because she's got a whole month ahead of her. Shehu Yachal HaFer. He can be made for then. Why? If she be Shemenuvelas. Because she can't stand it. He can't stand a Menuval woman. Tosfos says Menuval here might mean that Inu Nefesh. He discusses why, how Menuvelas means Inu Nefesh. So that's what the Mishnah says. Rebbe Meir, or Rebbe Omer, the other Shita says, Af B'tiklachas Atara Yafer. Rebbe says, no. Even after Zrika, the husband could still be made for the Neder. So we have three Shitas. Rabbi Akiva says the earliest after Shechita he cannot be made for anymore. The Tanakhama says even only after Zrika cannot be made for. Rebbe or Rabbi Meir says even after all the Kabbanas are finished he can be made for. Why? Yafer. Shu Yachalomar, he could say to her, Efshi Bisha Mugulachas, I don't want a bald wife. Efshi Bisha Mugulachas, I don't want a woman who has to shave her head. So as long as Tiglachas has not been done yet, he could say, I'm not interested in having my wife's head shaved, and therefore he could be made for the neder. What about the Tanakhama? We'll have to see in the Gemara what the Machlokas is. Yeah?
We're assuming he only finds out that day, correct?
I mean, I guess he only finds out that day. That's the only time he can be made for.
He doesn't know the whole month.
Okay, doesn't know. Doesn't know. Okay. Vayter. Says the Gemara. Masisa de Loker Eliezer. Our mission is assuming against Rabbi Eliezer. De'i, Rabbi Eliezer, Ha'amar Tiklachas Ba'akeves. According to Rabbi Eliezer, our whole mission doesn't get off the ground. Because according to Rabbi Eliezer, Machlokas Tanam came up once before in Nazir. According to Rabbi Eliezer, she cannot drink wine until after she gets a haircut. We paskin that, no, the Tiklachas is not Ma'akev. But Rabbi Eliezer paskins that she can't drink wine until after her haircut. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, if she becomes Tamei before her haircut, she has to start again. Soser. So says the Gemara, according to Rabbi Eliezer, V'kiva delo gilcha asura b'chamra, she can't drink wine yet, V'kiva desle nivo matzi mefers. And of course, it's still leaning nefesh, therefore he can be made for it. Right? Says the Shida B'kubet, says, V'yavaga de nizrak adam, v'yachol l'galech atzma v'tei muteres b'yayin, kiva zakati lo gilcha, v'ika ala midi de shaykh inu nefesh matzi mefer. It's still called in the category of inui nefesh. Tana, now we talk about the svaras of our opinions of the Mishnah. So Tana didan savar, our Tanakhama holds, why is Zrikas Hadam and that's it? Kiva is darik alei dam. Once the dam is sprinkled, la alter shari lachamer, she can now drink wine. Bahal les la nivo. She can drink wine, so there's nothing to worry about. It's not inui nefesh anymore. Therefore, mida oraisa. It's a din da oraisa. The husband can no longer be made for his wife's naziris once there's zrikas hadam of the karbanos. Rabbi Akiva savar afilu ish tachitas behema inu yachal lahafer. Rabbi Akiva says you're right on a daraisa level, but lomaisa he cannot be made for it anymore after shchita even mishum hefsid kachim, because we're worried about what's going to happen to this animal. This animal was shechted for a carbon nazir, and now what's going to happen to it? She's not a nazir anymore. So you're going to have to burn it? You're going to have to throw it out? So we don't want that. He mops to the kachim, so that's why we say that he cannot be made for it. What if he was made for it? What if he was made for it? Is it the Rabbanan? He should not be made for it. What if he was made for it? Tosfos and the Rosh have the suffix. They don't really explain it. They just say, I'm not sure, right? What if he was made for it? The Rosh, the Tosfos says on the bottom of the previous Amud, in Dirmaskal Rebbe, Yesh le his topic, im heferla, im mufar. So there's a suffix. What if he's made for it? Is it mufar? O shema, yesh koach biyad chachamim lakar dover min haTorah, b'shev al taseh. Or maybe the Rabbanan have the power to be oker dover min haTorah. You could be oker, right? Midah Raisa, how far can be done? Midah Rabbanan, we don't allow for it to be done. Shev al taseh. Don't be made for shev al taseh. That's Tosfos. That's Tosfos and that's the Rosh. Any question about that? Says that what? So he's made for the neder. Well, even more than that. Forget the hair. Right after shechita, Rabbi Kiva says right after shechita, hafar should not work. Says the Karanora. This is shev al tasa. We say the hafar shouldn't work. So what's going to happen if the hafar doesn't work? You're going to do zrikas adam on the mizbeach. That's shev al tasa. We say, okay, we're not going to accept the hafara, but what are we going to do? Once we don't accept the hafara, therefore we're going to allow these karbanas to be sprinkled on the mizbeach. You're allowed to sprinkle, and what are we going to do? We're going to allow them to eat the kachim. That's shev al tasa. That's kumbase. What are we talking about here? Tosa says, yesh koach b'shev al tasa. It says the Karanora. Isn't this kumbase? How can we allow this? Again, there is one opinion in Yevamos, Daf Tzadik, even kumbase, l'migdar milsa. Right, it's a gzera, so maybe, but is would that be called shev al tasa? So why should we allow it to work? So the Shita B'Kubetzes has two deos. Shita B'Kubetzes has two deos. Whether the husband would be it would work with the eved, right? Lachadchila should not work, but the eved. What if he did it? So that he has two deos. The efshar daf, the efshar says the Shita. The abakat davar chachamim shein lahaver bishop hefset kachim bikamakam hefer mufar. Maybe it would work. This relates, by the way, to the sugya of. When the Gemara in Tzvura says, if the Torah says not to do something, does it work if you do it or not? Right? If a kohen marries a grusha, are they married? If a man marries his sister, are they married? So all that is on a daraisa level. The same issue is brought up on a drabana level. Here, Rabbi Akiva says, don't be mefer. So if you're mefer, does it work or not? So it relates to that sugya. Does it apply to drabanans? So the Shizu B'Kubetzes here has one day that says it works, and the second day it says, no, it doesn't work. Miu mashma eno yachal hafer. It sounds like it does not work. The Rabbi Akiva, kimo eno yachal lahafer to Tanakama. So it's parallel to the Tanakama, just like the Tanakama says, you cannot be made for it after Zrika, Daraisa. So to here, we're going to give it the same status. The Shita has the two deos. But again, getting back to the Karanora's question, what's the Havamina? Why should it work? Why should it work? Isn't this a case of Kumva Aseh? So Rav Meir Simcha has a Dover Nifla. Rav Meir Simcha, the Ar Sameach, in his commentary here on Nazir, says, no, let me explain why. What? This is Alashas. This is Meir Simcha Alashas on Nazir. Says the Meir Simcha, why would it, the Hafara, not work here? Because what's the whole svara that we had in Nedarim? Why does a husband have the right to be made for his wife's Nedarim? What's the svara? Kol ha-noderes, al das baile hi noderes. She always has her husband in mind. So therefore, if the husband doesn't want it, he's not going to have it. So we have the whole question, what about the father? Is the father also connected to that? But that was as far as the Gabar gave the husband. Kol noderes al das baile hi noderes. Says the Rebbeir Simcha, ubechi ha-gavna sha-over al divrei chachamim. So if the husband's in the process of doing an Avera by doing the Hafara, she never wants her husband to do an Avera. So therefore she never had her husband in mind when the Hafara is going to violate an Avera. So that's why he doesn't have the power. Maybe even switching to a Doraisa level. Once the Chachamim tell you that he can't do the Hafara, then Memela, the woman, doesn't want her husband violating the Divrei Chachamim, and therefore he doesn't have the power even on the Doraisa level. Says her Meir Simcha. Umei for an eder, shuvlo nodra lofanze. She wasn't noder in this way. Im yirtza haba lasos yisur negat chachamim. She mitzvah l'shmola devrayhem. Lakach ein biyad haba lahafer. The husband cannot be mefer, vim hefer, ein o mufar. V'dokei teif. Why doesn't it work? Forget yishkoch biyad chachamim. It's specifically to nadarim. Because she has her husband in mind, that's the whole reason why the husband has the power in the first place, because of that umdana. But there's an umdana that she wouldn't want her husband to violate an isser, even an isser derabanan. So in that case, that's why she wasn't noder aldas her husband in this case. Okay, so that's the Hefsid Kachim issue. So Rabbi Akiva says, once shechita occurs, he can no longer be made for it because what's going to happen with the animal? So says the Gemara, what do you mean? Maskev l'Rab Zeira v'yamai. What's the problem? I have a solution what can happen to the animal. Even if he's made for it. You know a way to get out of animals that you don't know what's going to happen to them? Lizrok dam shelo lishma v'yater basar b'achila. Bizorik the dam shelo lishma. First mission in Zvachim. If you bring a carbon shelo lishma, meaning for a different animal than it's supposed to be, you have a carbon ola, and you bring it for a carbon shlam, you know what the halacha is? The animal's kosher, you can eat it, but it just doesn't count for the bailam. Lo ala le bailam shem chova. Doesn't count for the bailam, except for chatos and pesach. Fine. We'll get back to that in a second. Those are the two exceptions. But says the Gemara, what are we talking about here? Which carbon? Nazir brings a shlamim, Nazir brings an ola. So why do we say that you're going to be mafsa the kachim? Let it be made for it even after the shechita. But then you'll do the Zrika Shelo Lishma, and then the animal will be kosher. And they'll bring another carbon. Or you don't have to bring any other carbon, because there'll be afara. So Milo Tanya, don't we have a Braisa? Kivsei Atzeres. What are the Kivsei Atzeres? Those are the Shlamim brought on Shvuis along with the Shtei Halechem. It's the only Shalmei Tzibur's. Usually Shlamim are Yachid. Shlamim is a carbon Yachid, Kachi Kalim. But that there's a Halacha that along with the Shtei Halechem on Shvuis, we bring Shalmei Atzeres. So Shalmei Atzeres, let's just finish. Yeah, you wanted to ask? Yeah. Correct. I don't know why the Gemara brings it specifically here. Right? It applies to all karbanis. I was wondering that myself. I'm not sure. Why did Dafka bring the Kifsi Atzeres example? It's a halacha that applies in Kol HaTorah Kula. Kol HaKachim Kula. I'm not sure. Tanya, don't we see in a Braisa, Kifsi Atzeres Sheshachton Shalol Lishman, if you have Kifsi Atzeres that were Shechted Shalol Lishma. O Sheshachton the face banim, or you Shechted them before Shavuos. O Lachas banim, or you Shechted them after Shavuos. Meaning you did something wrong. So the halacha is, Hadami Zarek, you can still sprinkle the Dava Basar Yochal. The basar can be still, it's kosher. It didn't work to function as the kifsei atzeres, but it's still kosher. V'imaisa Shabbos, if it's Shabbos, lo yizrok. You should not sprinkle the dam if it's Shabbos. We'll answer why in a minute. Let's finish first. V'imzara, but if you did, hurtzal hakdir, it still works to be makdir the lahakdir emurin. It still works to be makdir the emurin l'erev. Once you do this week at the dam, you can burn the fats that night. Question mark. So why are we worried? Why is Rabbi Akiva worried about a hefsid, kachim? What do you mean? Just be zarek yishalol lishma. The Gemara answers, you're right. Amri, e deshachad ola ushlamim hakadami. Regarding the ola and the shlamim, fine. That's not what Rabbi Akiva is worried about. You know what Rabbi Akiva is talking about? Hakam ha'eskina kot sheshachad chatas bereisha. The chatas is what you shechted first. Go back to that first mission in Zvachim. Chatas and psachim, if you shechted shalol lishma, they're pasul. They're pasul. So that's why we're talking about the chatas. Kedatan, as the Mishnah says, "Mgila halachas b'shloshan yotza." You can bring any carbon that could be out of order. If you bring any carbon first, it's enough. So let's say you brought the chatas first. That's what Rabbi Kiva is talking about. Once you shechted the chatas, so then we will not allow hafara anymore because of hefsid kachim. Why can't you do zrikas hadam on Shabbos? What's the problem with doing zrikas hadam on Shabbos? So the Mefarish here says it's just stam shetircha shlo letzarech. What are you sprinkling blood for? It's on Shabbos. It's Shalol Tzarech. Shiluk Kubetzes here says it's Muksa. You mean Metaltal Dam. There's no need for it. So you do it after Shabbos. Tosfos here says it's Tikkun. Tosfos says you're being Mesakin because you can't sprinkle, you can't burn the fats and eat the rest of the carbon unless you sprinkle the Dam. So it's Tikkun. It's Tikkun, says Tosfos. And finally, the Rabbeinu Peret says, don't you remember a Gemara in Pesachim Samachtes? Rabba, Shema Yavi Reno Dalaramas, which is a Rabbim. The Gemara applies that to Zrika. We're familiar with the big three, right? Megillah and Shofar and Lulav. But the Gemara there, Samach Tesman Av, quotes Rabbah, Amai, right? Michdi, Tilto Ba'almahu, Titchi Shabbos, Mishra Bezah. Why can't you do this because Adam, Amar Rabbah, Gzera Shemi Taltalanav, Yavirana Dalam, Shusha Rabbin. At least according to one opinion, the Gzera the Rabbah applies to Zrikas Hadam. Gemara Imsachim Andaf, Samach Tes Amid Aleph. Okay, so that's why you can't do Zrikas Adam, but the Gemara answer, we're talking about Chatas, yeah. Where's Shemira Dalanamus? Where's Zrikas Adam? Right, is it Beis Hamikdash is all in. Xeri might come out. That's what he applies. Shemira Dalanamus. Right, there's no Rosh Hashanah here in the Beis Hamikdash. So I'm not sure. You'd be Yotze, you over violate Psul Yotze. I'm not sure. What other problem? Can you give me a Taz? I'm sorry. Choshe Mishpat Reish Ches. So one other Ha'ara. The Taz asks here, related to what I alluded to before, and that is, we know there's a principle of Kol Milsa Da'avid Rachmana. Lo sevedi, avid mahani, lo mahani. If the Torah tells you not to do something, so it doesn't work if you try to do it. So here by Zrikas Hadam, once we say that the Chacham tell you not to be Zorik the Dam on Shabbos, so why should it bring Kapara? That's the Taz's question. Taz's him in Reish Ches. There, the context is, the Taz asks, why should a kinyan work if you do it on Shabbos? Once Chazal tell you not to do kinyanim on Shabbos, so then why does the kinyan work on Shabbos? So this is the Rabbanan. Right? It has to have halacha lemaisa, right? Kinyanim and Shabbos, there are pesach chalais for Shabbos. So the Taz asks that question, why should the kinyanim work on Shabbos? Let me find this Taz. Now we'll just go further. Oh! Here it is. Kasha lefimas kanes agamara dakone kinyan b'shabbos ta mekach kayim v'lo amrini avid lo mahani nira lani es daiti letari tadvarim. Says the Taz, you do say it should not work even by Yisuri d'Rabbana, but there's a difference here. Dekal sheyesh iser b'inyan mitzad atzmo omrim I avid lo mahani. When there's an avera inherently, so then you say I avid lo mahani. For example, let's say a brother who's not a yoresh sells some of the property. Inherently, that's not his. Whether it's even as if it's a Durabanan before you split up the properties. So that you're going to say that's a problem. But what's going on here? Selling on Shabbos. Mash'enkid b'mokher b'Shabbos k'shoha iser mitzad hayom goreim. It's not that, you know, there's an inherent problem with selling. It happens because it's Shabbos today. That's why there's an iser. V'chein b'verag marubah zrok li genevas the Shabbos umak li chaseire dekani avagav shuchayev misa. Even if you steal something on Shabbos, how are you koned? You're violating Shabbos. If you take it in your Rishus and you violate Hotzah. The answer is because that's not an Isser Be'etzem, that's Isser Misada Azman. If it's an Isser Misada Azman, so that's why it's going to be different. So Yavel Lomahani applies to Yisuri Be'etzem, says the Taz has been Reish Ches and Choshe Mishpat, but it wouldn't apply in this case. Okay. So here too, it's because of this month. So says the Gemara, the Mishnah said, but by Teklachas Tuma, he can be made for it because there's still a whole month left. Rabbi Meir, Omer, Afil, B'Teklachas Tara, Yafim, Neshiyach, Omer, Yafshim, Bishim, Mugulachas. Here it is. So Rabbi Meir says, even after all the Karbanas, he could be made for it because he doesn't want his wife to shave her head. So says the Gemara, B'Tanakama, Omer, Lacha. What would the Tanakama say? What the Tanakama says, it's not Inu Nefesh. Efshar, B'Peh, Anachris. She could wear a wig. She could wear a sheitel. So there's no one to mean. Ef shibeshim mugulachas. She'll have a sheito. For Meir Savar, Meir Nachar is either dezuamal or nichalei. Nah. So there's a Meir. Maybe he's not into sheitos. They get shvitzi. Either dezuamal or nichalei. But that's why maybe it's still considered inui nefesh. So first of all, before we get into the, let's do the main one first. Says the many poskim based on this Gemara. It's amazing. It's quote, look at that. See, there's a little bays next to the shita here. So usually the little bays points to the Rambam, but here it just points to a pshat. Look at the little bays. Nira li heter mikan lusaros shahanashim nesuos nosos barashayim. Right from here is a mocker for sheitels. Right here, this girl's a mocker for sheitels. He says maybe she could just wear a sheitel. Right. See Yoshua Boaz. Who's Yoshua Boaz? That's the Shilta Giborim. You look at the Shilta Giborim. Yeshua Boaz Labeis Barach. The Shilta Giborim in Shabbos. Chav Tesem and Aleph on the Daf Yarif. The Mishnah there, right? This Gemara and the Mishnah in Shabbos. The Mishnah in Shabbos says you can wear a sheitel outside and not worry about carrying. Not worry about carrying that you're going to take it off. So on that Gemara, Shilta Giborim says Yira Mizel Avi Raya Vesmach Lenashem Ayotas Bekisi Sarah Shalohen Kashen Nesuos. Right? This is a mocker for wearing a sheitel. Avu B'makam Kliya Sira Noso Sarus Chavur Sayin, etc. He continues, the Pishim of Farshim could be a nachras, he mikba'as yidviku bosei or noeh. Yeah, it's like a garment that you stick hairs to. V'tasim oso ha'isha al rosha, k'desha tiskashet b'seyar. So she looks nice. V'hasam bisha nesua ma'iri mastis, and obviously talking about a nesua. And then he continues, v'nira gam b'sara imasei, avoseyar ha'machasa sara, ein kam ishum seyar b'isha erva. There's no problem. Seyar b'isha erva is only hair connected to her head. But this is not. V'gam lo mishum puras rosh. V'nira even adds, v'lo shayach, v'lo shna saros dida, v'lo shna saros shel chaverta. This already is a jump. Doesn't matter if it's her own hair, even her own hair. Or her friend's hair. Kol oda avidu l'kisi aseyar, v'hein telushos. Avagav dekisha tula k'desha tira bala seyar, ein b'kak klum. Even though she's afka doing it, so it looks like she has hair, doesn't matter. Ein b'kak klum. V'shapir dami, and he quotes, al-karcha osad zidkanios, says, no problem 100%. This Gemara right here, and the Gemara in Shabbos, Samach Dalad, the Mishnah Samach Dalad, is one of the two Makaris in Shas for Sheitels. Many Rova the Poskim are 100% supportive of wearing Sheitels. There are a number of Achronim that are against. If you look at the Gra on that Mishnah, the Gra on that Mishnah in Shabbos on the Gemara about the going out with a sheitel. So says the Gra, doesn't even get into the controversy. He just says, where are we here? We find this Gra. Lotetze Isha Peyanachris Pirish She'ein laseir notela seir umachneses tachas hatsoif kadesha tisra'a balas basar balas seir. So like obviously the sheitel under the hat, says the Gra. Doesn't say that in the Mishnah, but that's where the Gra says. So some interpret that the Pharisee Yisrael there, Rabbi Yaakov Emdin, say maybe it's there's no riot from these cases. But again, Ruba de Ruba of the Poskim say it's 100% fine. Rav Moshe has a tshuva where he discusses, let's say a husband, you know, doesn't want his wife to wear a sheitel. Right? Only hats. Only other head coverings. So says Rav Moshe, tough luck. Tough luck, says Rav Moshe. A sheitel is 100% fine. Hanachon, this is Igris Moshe, Evan Ezer, Chelik Beis, Simon Yud Beis. 1962 that it was written. Says Rav Moshe, Hanachon Lanias Daiti, Af Sheikakan, Man Techoshish to Eser Peyanachon Bishamaris Ayin, even though there are some postgame and you want to hold like those Dasi Chidim, Mikamakom, Rov Rabosenu, Vagame Elusha Somchini Kari Hora Leim, Argdolia postgame. Say it's fine. Matirim, the Haim HaRama. How about the Rama? The Rama quotes the Shulda Giborim in Hilchas Kriyashma. The Haim Shulda Giborim, but Darki Moshe, Vamogan Avram, Brapri Magadim, Vachay Mashma Meagra, Shalo Asr Bazem Shemaris Ayin, Vikamasha Mukhrach Megamari. He quotes, even according to the Gra. Why? Vatam Pasha, why is it all mutter? Shalom Matida Begamar Shasru Ain Lamela Vikomazachem Shasru Shemaris Ayin. You find it in the poskim that when, if the Gemara doesn't say Maris Ayin about a certain case, you don't say it by a certain case. You don't create Isurim for yourself. Vadai ha'ein lo'melef. Don't, there's no Maris Ayin. Number one, Chada de'ein ze iser lav el iser asei. Zala isha liot snua l'chazas rosha. It's a daraisa, but it's upares rosha isha. It's not a lav, it's an iser asei. It's a daraisa, according to most poskim, but it's an iser asei. Va'od rov pa'amim nikar shasairas he'mi pe'anachris. Most of the time, it's nikar that it's a wig. The afemeno nikar la anashim, even though the men can't tell the difference. Rav Moshe knew what he was talking about. She'ein mistaklan kol kach benashim ashi yakiru. The men can't figure it out. Mikol makom lenashim vada nikar beruba deruba. Right, most of them the women. Ve'ulai gam kula nikarus. Okay, maybe all. Maybe Moshe lived in 1962, not in 2008. So, b'shvil mashir is diamond l'famim rechoka shlo nikar. Once in a while you have one that is not recognizable, says Moshe, that is not, there is no Maris Ayin here, there. And then he continues, long tshuva about this, he says, and don't say just because in our Medina, he says many people go without head coverings. That, by the way, that's a misquoted Aruch HaShulchan. Let's just finish the tshuva for a minute. Moshe says, Ladina, ain kvot arasa yachol limchos b'yad ishtar harabanit ha-chashuva b'ilubosh pe'anachris. Even if you want to be machmir, ain yachol ha-hatul chumrosa v'aleha shezeo din shalah. This has to do with her. Brava, the kiva shehiosa kedin, shu karova poskim, v'sham nira kamosam, ain yachol ha-hachmir. And I hold like them, says Moshe, there is, you cannot hold like them. And the Lubavitcher Rebbe in a number of places hold that the sheitel is the best. Lubavitcher is always sheitels. Why? Because they hold it covers all the hair. It's a whole shiloh we're not going to get into now, how much hair is allowed to be uncovered from the head covering. But the Lubavitcher Rebbe was very strongly supportive of sheitels because it covers everything. Covers everything. The Lubavitcher Rebbe was very strong that is the best head covering that one could have. Again, Rav Avadia is very against Faradim. I have a different Masorah. Rav Avadia is very against this. Rav Avadia says is very against sheitels. Where is Rav Avadia here? In Simon, in Yabia Omer, if I could find it here. Yabia Omer in Chelek Beis Sim. I'm sorry. Yabia Omer in Chelek Hey Simon Hey. He has very strong words against it. But again, Lebnei Ashkenaz Yishar Be Lismochalav. This Gemara is one of them. Another interesting issue that comes up based on this Gemara. The Mishnah Lamelach says if a woman makes a Mishnah Lamelach in Nedarim in Perak Yud Beis. Isha shenadru lagaleach rosha, imefer abal. If a woman makes a neder that she wants to shave her head, makes a neder, could the husband be made for it? Ayin perigdala de nazir daf chafches, de la kanakama, kiven de efshem vefe anachris lo havi nivo. She could just wear a wig, so maybe it's not even a nefesh, says the Mishnah Lamelach. The Rav Moshe, though, has a different take on this. Rav Moshe Nechuva, in Evan Ezer, chelik aleph simin nuntes, another case of shalom bais. The husband comes from a place where the women don't shave their heads. Right? There are certain groups where the minhag is after the day after the wedding to the minority, a group of some Hasidic sects, they shave their head the next morning. So Rav Moshe had a tshuva, had a shayla. The woman comes from a place where she does shave the head, and the husband does not. So habal ain't a rosa shetagaleh im rasha he shlo lagaleh kiminag makam habal. Right? Can she follow the husband? So the first paragraph is, of course she follows the husband. Of course, even in America, says Moshe, where it's a melting pot, and you want to say there is no real minhag hamakom here, go by the husband. Go by the husband, she's Niklas L'Rishuso, and Kol Shekin, then you get a little Sirisha, both of you, welcome, she's August like a lech, welcome, she didn't August like a lech. He says, for sure. He says, for sure. He says, but even besides that, Pashalani is Daiti, the Isha Nechshevis B'Rishus Baila, the Nimsha Sheyotza Mamish B'Makom Minhaga, Be'in Daita Lachzor. Ubekom Makom, B'Gamar Nechshevis Isha Nechnes L'Rishus Abau, V'lo She'isha Nechnes L'Rishus Ha'isha. And then Ramosha says, also in this case, in Abau Makpid, Ve'in Arosa Shetagaleach, Asur Lo Lagaleach. Not only can she, but she's not allowed to. She's not allowed to in this case. Because Mechuyev is Lasos Ritzon Baila, B'Dara Shemakbin. She has to follow the husband. Umefurish! B'Nazar Daf Chavches, Shederech Anoshim Lahakbid Shalo Yagalcho Anoshim Esarosei. What do you see from our Gemara? People are mocking about it. And even according to Rebbe, who says that you could wear a wig, that's only Mistama, a one-time Giluach at the end of her Nazirus. But even he would agree, Ramosha says, that if it's a constant shaving, even he would agree it's Nevo. Umistava the Gamma Bana Pligale the Rabbi Elabi Giluch Pamachas, Ubishal Hefsid Kachim, Dain Labala Hakmid both on the Penakras, Alva Nishba Lagaleh, Jalek Hefsid Kachim, Vikol Shakain, Lubidishba Lagaleh, Harbe Zman, Gamma did too, Amy Dvarm Shabin Elabinavi Yakalahafir, Dolom Mistava that it's such a wide ranging machlokas. What's the other riot, said Ramosha? Yifas Toar. What does the Ramban say? What do you do by Yefas Torah to make her disgusting? You shave her head. He says, Haraya, that it's Nevil. Vim came bevade sherishus abal lahakbid al zeh, vihi mechuyeves lasos ritzono, shlo tiskane alav, ukshishma lagalech, shemiskane alav, vade mizrach bein olav einav. And then Moshe says at the end, vein lahakshav is abal. You want to, don't say that the husband is a makel here. Oh, he's a makel. He wants to be makel. He says, no, chas v'shalom. You see, Chazal were makbid on this. The gam ha you could get the visyog on the idukisa. You have the other way, so it's gone al baywa. You have counterpressure the other way. And therefore says Moshe 100% that the Baal would be able to be machbid. I guess we're up to the Mishnah. We'll have to start Beth Hashem tomorrow with the Mishnah. Tomorrow we talk about the mitzvah of chinuch. The mitzvah of chinuch we get into. Is the mother Mechuyev, Mechuyevis and chinuch, and other ideas as well. Onas hanadarim. Okay.